to anybody. It just had a weird vibe about him.
Adrienne Zingali is a college student now. She's a former high school classmate in Chardon, Ohio, of the young man who came in with a gun. Five were shot this morning. She says they were also friends. Other students say the gunman was a bullying victim who went to school this morning near Cleveland, Ohio.
A normal Monday morning here in Chardon, Ohio, turns to tragedy. Students enjoying the regular morning breakfast in the high school cafeteria. Suddenly, a student fires shots. Five people are hit.
I heard shots, and I just seen him go down. All of them were my best friends.
The gunman was pursued by a male teacher, quickly apprehended outside the school. One of the five victims has died. Greg Saber for CBS News, Chardon, Ohio.
A Syrian activist rebel group claims 124 people have been killed today across the country, half of them trying to get out of homes. That area has been shelled for weeks by the Syrian government, which has resolutely ignored international calls for an end to the violence, or at least a ceasefire. It's a fire in the engine room of the Costa Concordia's sister ship, the Allegra. The ship is adrift off the Seychelles in the Indian Ocean. No casualties, but no speed either. The fire is out. The passengers are fine. The questions include whether to try to repair the engines at sea or get a tow into port. On the GOP campaign trail, heading into primaries in Arizona and in Michigan, Rick Santorum and Livonia.
You hear so much about separation of church and state. I'm for separation of church and state. The state has no business telling what the church to do.
Newt Gingrich says President Obama's apology over the burning of Korans in Afghanistan showed weakness.
When churches are burned in Egypt, there are no apologies. When churches are burned in Malaysia, there are no apologies. When a Christian minister is condemned to death in Iran, which happened last week, there are no
Mitt Romney aims to win in Michigan because, as his family's home state, losing there could be a damaging thing to his campaign. Contracts for home purchases were up 2% last month, highest since January of 2010.
Pending home sales are on an uptrend. It's been an uneven improvement, but they're much higher than the cyclical low last April and are well above a year ago.
That's Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors. On Wall Street, the Dow's up about 22 points. The Nasdaq has gained 8 points, and oil prices, $108.61 a barrel. Daytona 500 at night. 4 hours from now, still the plan for trying to race at Daytona after yesterday's first ever rain delay. A lot of fans had to leave the track and go home. That's disappointing, of course. Carl Edwards will be on the pole in a Ford, and Tony Stewart will be right behind him. This is CBS News.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're people that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Jan Berenstain has died near Philadelphia. Just about every child knows what she did.
We are the Berenstain Bears.
She and her husband created the Berenstain Bears, an empire of young children's stories. Jan and Stan Berenstain, first published in 1962, followed by more than 300 titles featured in 23 languages. The gentle stories of Mama and Papa Bear, Brother and Sister Bear, inspired by the Berenstain family. Those family value stories also making their way on a TV. Stan died in 2005. Jan Berenstain died following a stroke. She was 88. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
While most of the lower 48 have an under-snowed winter, in Alaska there's so much snow, moose are going hungry. Alaska Moose Federation volunteers are setting out bales of hay along known moose trails in hopes it'll keep them off the roads. Hundreds of the big animals have been killed this year in vehicle collisions. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a, what are you?
I'm a senior master technician.
You've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change. It is an oil change, right?
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
Please proceed.
Well, it includes a brake inspection, belt and hoses check, checking your cabin filter, your air filter, tire rotation, battery test, top off all the fluids, and a multi-point inspection with a detailed report card.
All right, it certainly seems comprehensive, this works thing. What doesn't it include?
Well, that list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that. What about my antenna?
Come see the experts at your local Ford dealer for a great value on routine service. The Works Fuel Saver package covers everything you need for just $29.95 or less after today.
If we were to sum up, you'd say the Works Fuel Saver package includes pretty much everything for one low price.
It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and fuel. Or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 331-12.
Hey, it's Monday. Don't trust that day ever. Ever. Monday.
And now, here's Bill Bittica.
Hey, Billy. Hey. Hey, I got a little something going on with my voice. I don't know exactly what it is, but it started this weekend, and it's kind of gravelly and interesting sound, I think. As long as I still have it. Okay. Now, here's the thing. The Academy Awards were last night, and I... Excuse me.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Your business will work better when you work with Coastal Computers. Coastal Computers is here for small business. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes your successful, user-friendly, and painless operation. Really, computer networking where the tail doesn't wag the dog. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients, and they're worth a call. 543-9047, 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. People in the business of letting you get on with your business. Call 543-9047 for Coastal Computers.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed. Which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. Your customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter Internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
There's no restrictions that apply. It's the way it works. All right, let's look at today, our highlight in history. According to the Tribune, on February 27th, 1942, the Battle of the Java Sea began during World War II. Imperial Japanese naval forces scored a decisive victory over the Allies. They won the battle, but as you know, they lost the war. On this day in 1801, the District of Columbia was placed under the jurisdiction of Congress. In 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution, limiting the president to two terms in office, was ratified. 1 year ago, the King's Speech won 4 Academy Awards. Our birthday is today. Consumer advocate Ralph Nader is driving his little Corvair around, and he's 78 years old. Rock musician Adrian Smith is 55. Singer Chili from TLC is 41, and Chelsea Clinton is 32. Happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you. But it's your birthday, and it's Monday.
Happy birthday to you.
Most smokehouse barbecue has been knocking them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
CalcoastNews.com. KYNS, your news station.
CalcoastNews.com, right here with Bill Benica on 1340 KYNS, your news station. I guess he just said that. I think this is the top story today. Santa Maria Police Union votes no confidence in their chief amid the investigation of two officer-involved shootings. The Santa Maria Police Officer Association announced Friday it has no confidence in Police Chief Danny McKagan. The union sent out ballots to 119 members, and 93 ballots were returned. Of those, 85% returned votes of no confidence in the chief. In late January, an officer shot and killed a fellow officer, Albert Covarrubias, while both were working at a DUI checkpoint. Police had discovered Covarrubias knew he was going to be arrested for sexual misconduct of a teenager and intimidation of a witness, police said. December, two officers were wounded, and a 24-year-old suspect was killed. A known gang member, Samir Ceballos, never fired back at the officers. Associate President Chris Nartatez, Nartatez, told the Lompoc Record the chief had been the recipient of a number of complaints, grievances, and lawsuits in the last few years. The vote of no confidence is non-binding and used primarily to show the lack of confidence in the law enforcement leader. There's been people out there and the city administration in the past, the city council and mayor telling us there's only a few disgruntled employees who are making the waves. Nartatez said to the Lompoc Record, I think this shows that it's not just a few of us. It's 85% of the Police Officer Association membership that aren't happy. Now, in my defense, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you before, I should have told you when we first started with that. The computers, it's a lot of each treatment of something. I got a feeling it's going to be a long day with this thing. That's as far as I'm going right now. This thing's not going back to another system. I don't have to go to another store if I don't want to. Okay, so that's, I'm not fighting this. That's our news for today. That's our CalCoast News, CalCoastNews.com 24/7. Find out what's going on.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Yeah, I don't know what it's doing. I don't know why it's doing it. I can't click things away. I can't click things on. I don't know what I'm going to do with the dang thing anyway. All right. Academy Awards last night. You know, if I say this, honestly, I think there's a problem. There's just too many awards. Not just award shows. There's too many competitive shows, competition shows. You know, you got American Idol. You got This Is It. What's it called? Something else. You got Idol's doing terribly. You have heavy people that have weight offs. You have the next happy model. They have the next happy cheerleader. You got the next everything. You know, and you got the Food Network has these competitions all the time. It's like I think we finally had it with it. You know what I'm saying? I know I have. I don't want to see a competition again. For a long time. Maybe the Daytona 500 today at 4 o'clock. Let me remind you, it's going to be 4 o'clock today in the dark back in Daytona. Maybe I'll watch that. I'll see. But all these other things, I think it's just finally gotten to us. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just finally gotten crazy. I'm not sure we get into anymore. I'm not sure we get into... maybe we do. Maybe some people do. But, you know, the people, what they're wearing and all, always, you know, there's too much to be made of it. It's just like, you know, it's not all important. It reminds me of the, have you ever seen the Dos Equis beer ad that has the most interesting man in the world? How come the most interesting man in the world bores me in less than 30 seconds? I'm just asking the question. Anyway, it's the most interesting guy in the world. All right, so that's what's going on with that. So Daytona 500 today, Oscars yesterday. You know, one that I was, I happen to love the cartoon myself, and that was Rango. At our music today, we're going to go back to Oscar time for our music. We have four songs from the Oscars. And this is interesting because Rio, which I really like as a cartoon, the song that they decided to, I found, was not the one I would have picked. The love song in Rio was very nice, I thought. But anyway, that's it. They got Kenny Loggins, Madonna, Jesse Eisenberg, and Randy Newman with award-winning music. And I'm proud of it. Other things that happened. Hope the rest of your weekend was okay. Let's see what else happened this weekend. Nothing. Big rain out. I have to admit this. Boy, they found a way to go on and on and on and on and on forever when that race was being postponed. Holy cow. I just have to tell you, I don't know how they could pull that stuff out of their ear and talk that much about anything. They're going to be congratulated. It was really quite something. And let me mention to you something about CalCoastNews.com because I think I should. You know, if you in the upper right-hand corner, there's Talk is Cheap, and then you click on that, and then you'll go, and there'll be podcasts. You'll see podcasts at the bottom. Now, we have a third party involved in making that work because you have to download a whole show. That's 2 hours. And then you have to transfer it, and then you have to do something else to it and all that. So, anyhow, so there's a chain of people involved in that. So they're like a month behind all the time. I don't know why. But I've only missed one day, and that was a couple Fridays ago. But they'll all be there eventually. I tell you that because there's people that ask me, they say, you know this information somebody shared with you? And I go, yeah. I try to remember. What'd they say? Like, I probably don't remember that I actually talked to the person, so I'm not going to remember what they said. So luckily we have this now. We have a record. I wasn't into that before because I figure, you know, if you got a record of it, that's evidence. If you don't have a record of it, it's hearsay. And so that stuck my neck out there for CalCoast News. Other things are happening. Artist, of course, was a big winner, not surprising. I think for most people. There was no surprises, really. Now, why don't I have, I should have Man or Muppet from the Muppet movie. How come I don't have that? I can't win. Anyway, but there's the thing right there. Let's see what happened at the thing. Act of Valor beats out Foes at the box office. You know, this is about the Navy SEALs. I think it's like a whole bunch of Navy SEAL stuff all rolled into 2 hours. Right? It's not continuously that exciting to be a Navy SEAL, I don't think. Anyway, Act of Valor was number one. Tyler Perry's Good Deeds, number two. Journey to the Mysterious Island is third. So that's still doing pretty darn good. Safe House, number four. And Eric Fellon's here. Five, The Vow. Six, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, did $8 million. This means War, $8 million. Wonderlust was eight. Gone was nine. And The Secret World of Arrietty did $4.5 million. That was number 10. That's just it right there. I thought I'd just mention that about the thing. And then I have this other stuff about the Oscars. It's too much stuff. It's too much stuff. Yeah. I think they should have run the Daytona 500. I think it would have been quite exciting if it was raining out. You know, they play the Super Bowl in the rain if they're in an outside stadium in the snow. Wimpy NASCAR drivers. Come on. This is just, you know, NASCAR decided to make something more exciting. It's actually more confusing than anything, in my opinion. But I understand the idea. And it's this idea where you can, not only do you draft behind somebody, you push somebody. One teammate pushes another teammate. And there's a philosophy behind that. I don't know. Anyway, one teammate pushes another teammate. But the problem is if you hit the left rear bumper at exactly the wrong way, the car spins out. You know, so that's like it's say what? Yeah. So I don't know how they're going to figure that out. But they should have like a big, like a horseshoe-shaped bumper in the back, and the guy just kind of puts himself right in there, you know. Tandem. Some kind of tandem affair. All right. Doing the best I can. Here was an article in the Trib today about the homeless can't park and sleep after dark, and we're talking about the people on Prado Road elsewhere. Here's what they did say, and what they said that somebody called and said they're doing something somewhere where they put toilets and whatnot, porta potties and all that. Because they say the businesses that are there, there's like one business. It's, isn't an auto glass place the only business there? Well, that and the gas station across the street. Okay, there's two businesses. So they say, you know, people are pooping behind trees and whatnot. And so get them a porta potty or something. Anyway, that's very strange. It doesn't make sense that you would force the people out of at least some place they have, something they have, into the streets. I don't quite get that, but okay. All right, other things that are going on. Other things that are, oh, please. Oh, Newt. Yeah, Newt. All right, so here's the Newt. We're going to do this. We'll see if this plays today, because I have no guess. It'll play a couple seconds, and then we'll see if it plays. And if it doesn't, don't worry. I'll just go on with what I'm going to tell you about. Okay, let's see what happens.
Right now in Afghanistan, hundreds of demonstrators are gathering outside Bagram Air Base. They're protesting the burning of copies of the Quran and other Islamic religious materials. The commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan is apologizing and promises an investigation.
CNN's Nick Patton-Walsh is monitoring the developments. That is his beat. He is in Beirut for us this morning in Lebanon. All right, so Nick, this isn't something anybody should jump to a conclusion about. This wasn't an intentional act, something accidental. But what exactly happened?
Well, actually, it's still quite hard to really understand how this could have occurred, deeply insensitive to many, of course, in the entire Muslim faith. Bagram Air Base is a huge facility, so there are Afghan detainees there at some point, much traffic for all of the east of Afghanistan, frankly, goes through there for many other operations as well. So, of course, part of that there will be, as they refer to, religious materials, which seem in this case to have included parts of the Quran. Now, it's not clear how these were collected and then passed to, as it seems to be, the waste disposal part of that base, which then, I think, hands outside of the base to Afghans, who would at this point obviously have taken great offence at finding these particular materials. But certainly this is the one kind of distraction that's the last thing ISAF really need. They're trying to win hearts and minds. The clock is ticking on the amount of time they have troops there to continue their mission. And things like this, where frankly there have been many reports of Quran burnings denied by ISAF, actually having to come forward and say, yes, this did occur, and we are deeply apologetic about it.
There you go. So here's the thing. So the Newt, so the president apologized. The president apologized because here's what you have to understand. We've talked about this before, and I don't know why this is hard to understand. There's a billion Muslims in the world. There's a billion Muslims. Now, so we're in a certain part of the world, and we're fighting Muslims, but, you know, it's luckily pretty much confined to where we are, you know, at the time. Because after all, it's easier for them to come to us and get for targets in another country than it is to come over here and try to get us. So they get our soldiers there. So we've sacrificed a great deal in Afghanistan, and so to have it fall apart because of something like this is pathetic. It's pathetic. Now, I know people think to themselves, wow, these people certainly get riled up, you know what I mean? Yeah, they do. Sorry, that's how they are. You know, they stone people over there, I mean, you know, for the slightest infraction. Fathers can kill their daughters if they think they're not being respectful enough. I mean, it's not anything like anything we understand, really. So here we have a culture that we don't really have a clue about. In any way of understanding it, we see it, but we can't figure it out. And so then you have a billion of these people. So I think what people need to understand, I think Newt Gingrich really does understand it, or anybody else, you don't want to get 1 billion of them torqued off all at the same time. Then we'd have a serious problem. We'd have a serious, serious problem on our hands. Okay? So they try to put out the fires as they come. They try to put out the fire. You got a billion of them out there. They could all get mad at once. They could. Okay. So, do I think the president should have apologized? Yes. Say what? Yes. Now, you might say, well, you know, if we found out somebody burned a Bible, I don't think we'd go crazy, like, you know, big riots and everything, people killed and whatnot. No, maybe we would not. But that's not Muslims. We're Christians and Muslims are two different animals, as you can well see. So, man, I'm just telling you, that's what's about there. A billion Muslims in the world. Yeah. What else is going on in the world? What else is getting everybody riled up? Saying, hey, that played pretty good, you know what I mean? I better play another one while I still can. It's just kind of working, you know? Oh, here's what this is a toot right here. Now, here's what I don't know about today's military. Back in the draft days, you couldn't say, I don't feel like being here anymore, you know, and walk away. You couldn't retire early. You know, you had your time to do, and you did it. And then if you weren't there, then you were arrested. Okay, I don't know about if you're a volunteer. Can you say, I'm done volunteering, or do you have to complete the enlistment that you're in? I don't know the answer. I'll have to ask the GIs about that. But because here is a Marine who hit a $2.9 million jackpot. He doesn't want to stay in. Now, if you got $2.9 million, yeah. See, you could have played if you wanted to, but you didn't. Decided not to. It's going to make fun of me. Yeah, told you we're friends on this thing. See, now I have an hourglass thing there. Well, what does that mean? Oh, wait. There's something going to happen.
$2.8 million. A couple of days before he hit the jackpot, he found out he'd been accepted as a bone marrow donor for an anonymous patient. He calls this karma. All right, Corporal Alexander Degenhart joins me live from Baltimore. He stopped counting his money long enough to talk to us. Congratulations. Has the reality of all this set in for you yet?
It has not set in yet.
No, I can tell you seem a little dazed right now. So walk us through this moment at the Bellagio.
I walked in the Bellagio with my friends, randomly sat down at a slot machine just because I saw the countdown, or shall I say the count up of the progressive slot, and just sat down. I had a $100 bill just for the sole fact that the ATM only gave me a $100 bill instead of 20s. So that was really luck right there. I put the $100 bill in. I played it down to about $70. Then hit a bonus round, took me up to $180. Played it a couple more minutes, hit another bonus round, and it stopped on the dollar sign. I asked my friend, "What does that mean?"
Uh-huh.
Said, "Dude, you won!" And that's my story.
So. Do you gamble often? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you gamble often?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't gamble often at all. So it was nice because it was the first time I was ever in Vegas, and I was only there for about 12 hours.
Wow. Okay, so what are you planning to do with this money? Have you already kind of sorted it out in your head?
Right now, I'm going to stay in the military, live off of my paycheck, and then just invest the money right now.
Well, fantastic. Now, as for this bone marrow transplant part, you recently heard that you've been approved for being a donor. Where did that come from?
In the military, we can agree to do a DNA swab if we'd like to become a donor for anything. So I agreed to the swab, and this was actually taken in 2008, and they didn't get a match for me until I was sitting at the airport getting ready to go to Nevada.
Wow. Okay, so that's something that you're still going to follow through on.
No, absolutely, yes.
So you think these two are connected, this generosity of yours, that I'm sure that you're going to be humble about, but it is. It's amazing generosity of yours and this good luck of yours. Do you think that they're somehow connected?
I do believe that everything is connected in a way, and, you know, the world works in mysterious ways, so you never know. But I certainly do believe they are connected.
Do you have any friends coming out of the woodwork, or do you think you will after this interview?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you have any friends coming out of the woodwork? Do you think you will after this interview?
not coming out of the woodwork yet. They may. They may. But, yeah.
Well, Corporal Degenhart, congratulations to you. And also congratulations on being such a generous person to be willing to be a bone marrow donor.
Thank you.
Absolutely needed.
It feels a lot better being a bone marrow donor than it does to actually win the money. So, it's something I can help being a bone marrow donor.
Awesome.
Money was just luck.
Outstanding. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
Times are tough. I bet 100 advertising people have knocked on your door. Bill Benica has been broadcasting through the tough times and the good times on the Central Coast for 35 years. Bill's Talk is Cheap came on the air about 15 years ago. A dozen of Bill's sponsors have been with Higher Time, and some for 5 to 10 years prior to that. Like his sponsors, Talk is Cheap listeners are the most loyal in the San Luis Obispo County. Bill is the only recipient of a New Times Best Of Award for local advertising. These tough times have opened up space for new sponsors on Talk is Cheap. In addition, Bill's alliance with CalCoastNews.com brings new, never-before-offered packages
that can inform your loyal customers and a broad base of new customers. Call Katie at 786-2570 and leave a callback number. Leave your message at 786-2570. It can truly be better with Bill Benica's Talk is Cheap and CalCoastNews.com. Call today.
And now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from FeedThePig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Task that seems impossible is quite possible for you. A kind and steady heart is sure to see you through. It may not seem like very much right now, but it'll do. When you find yourself in the middle of a storm, and you're tired and cold and wet, you're looking for a face that's cozy and warm. It'll make it if you never forget. A kind and steady heart can conquer doubt and fear. Courage goes a long, long way, gets a little bit further down the road each day. And before you know it, you'll hear someone say, "That'll do, babe, that'll do." A little bit further down the road each day, and before you know it, you'll hear someone say, "That'll do, babe. That'll do. That'll do, babe. That'll do."
Kenny Loggins from Babe Pig in the City right there. All right, you're Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me today. It's a Monday. It's kind of drizzly out there. It's about a 30% chance of rain, and that'll go away. And tomorrow's going to get a little bit better, and then better. So by Sunday, we're looking back in the mid-70s by Sunday. What's in, was it yesterday's paper? John Lindsay talked about it. He said, you know, this is the worst shot for this year. This doesn't, unless we have some kind of really weird March rains like we did back in 91. We're, you know, this is not going to happen. So. Okay. We'll see what that does. Hey, this was kind of wild information that they have in today's news. And that is this this thing here that I thought was like, let's see. Researchers find stem cells in women that can't create eggs. So here's what they're finding out. That the ovaries have special stem cells in them that can produce eggs. See, for 60 years they've thought that, you know, that the woman was born with all the eggs she was going to have. You know, like she'd been to the market, that was it, she stocked up. Not so, they say. Not so. And so this could eventually lead to helping women who are infertile. And also, they said, older. How old do you think you should be when you have a baby? Just ask. Anyway, so I think there's some limit you should kind of look at and say, okay, I don't want to be 90 years old and the kid's five. Anyhow, so anyway, I thought that was very fast. This stem cell thing's getting more and more fascinating. You have to admit that it's everything's going really weirdly. They're growing ears and they're doing funny things, and it's just quite amazing. Other people are in the news. Other things are going on. Oh, God, none of it's good. Now, as you probably heard on the event Saturday, two advisors were killed in Afghanistan, military advisors by a guy that was torqued off about the Quran thing. Then seven U.S. soldiers have been wounded so far during the protests. So this is serious stuff. It's seriously bad, to tell you the truth. Now, here's the other thing. You know, Vladimir Putin is, as you know, he's a throwback. You know, he's a throwback. He has none of the westward ways of in his brain of Mr. Gorbachev. He's kind of old school, and he was head of the KGB, wasn't he? Yeah. So he goes back to the old days. You know, when locking people up was kind of fun, they thought. And so they formed an anti-Putin human chain in Moscow, a 10-mile. Is there a Guinness record on this? You know, we got the little guy who came over from India. How about this? The 10-mile human chain around Moscow, the people formed. It's one of these rave things they do with the cell phones, I guess. Anyway, and they basically say, we don't like it. You know, he looks like he's the shoe in the wind. Presidency once again. They don't have, you know, how we just had today, how we voted for what year was it? Let me look it up again. Sorry, this was the year 1951. The 22nd Amendment said you can only serve two terms. Okay, they don't have a 22nd Amendment. They don't have it. So that Putin guy could be there forever. So that's scary right there. All right. Now, and here's another thing. I should have got this thing with the stem cells. I shouldn't have got that story in the middle. I apologize. From getting things out of order. So you had the stem cells. Then you have over here, and of course, Chinese come to U.S. seeking children. How do you like that? China does not permit surrogacy. Many couples head to clinics in California. We've long gone to China to adopt kids. China does not permit surrogate parenting, but the country's rising affluence has given many couples the option of coming to U.S. surrogacy clinics in California, with its large Chinese-American community, and its court's liberal attitude towards surrogacy is a prime destination. Okay. It's like going to Disneyland, but it's end up with a kid. Which could happen anyway. Right. Then they had a story in the news this weekend. They were talking about, it's sad to hear, but, you know, everybody's not honest. You know, listen, we've talked about that. And so here at Camp Roberts, they found a wallet of a gentleman who passed away in December, which is really too bad, but they can give it to his family, his pictures and whatnot. And all that, and they found it in the ceiling, and so it said a lot of times people would steal other people's stuff and they'd hide their wallets. Well, here the U.S. military IDs the remains of the last missing soldier. Officials have not released details of how and when the Army reservist died. The guy was missing since 2006. He was abducted by a gunman. His name, interesting enough, as an American soldier, was Ahmed Altel. Anyhow, from Ann Arbor. So they abducted him, an Iraqi-born reservist who was 41 at the time, after he sneaked out of the Green Zone in Baghdad to visit his new Iraqi wife. See, that wasn't good. The Iraqi government turned over his remains to U.S. officials on February 22nd. Several arrests were made in connection to the case, but which group captured him was never determined. So anyway, that's That's and hey, but here's what I don't understand. And you know, the soldier they interviewed that won $3 million. We'll call it $3 million. The soldier they interviewed that won $3 million, and they said they gave him a DNA swab. You could offer a DNA swab. I thought they automatically now in the military DNA swabbed you. I thought they did that so they can always know now. There's no question about whose remains are whose remains because they got the DNA. But I'm going to have to sit and talk to the recruiter people a little bit and see if I can get some facts. Times have seemed to change a lot around me.
Icky.
This is interesting news. It's not really good news. Fewer California children in severe poverty. Plenty of them are in regular poverty, but the severe poverty, not as much. Because when you're in severe poverty, you die.
Okay. Let's see what else we got going on here.
Let me see if I can play some, because, you know, it worked a couple times. What is this story I want to tell you about? All right, this is, there's a billboard that's gone up. The creator of a controversial Bomb Iran billboard explains the rationale behind it. And so we're going to get a thing. So they have a billboard that says Bomb Iran, but I think that's not what it appears. But interestingly enough, do you remember the first gas crisis hikey thing we had, you know, back in the 70s? I have a 45. I have a 45 RPM record that was called Bomb Iran. It was to Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys. Anyway, that I don't need to play a 45. So we'll see what the story says. Hopefully. Let you play in a few seconds. Hopefully. Then again, not necessarily.
A picture of a bomb, the word war crossed out in big, bold letters. With so many billboards in the Salt Lake Valley, the man who designed this one knew he had to go big to get big attention.
We feel it's a message that needs to be heard. It's not getting a lot of attention. The war drums are beating very loudly.
Connor Boyack helped design this billboard. At first glance, it looks like he's in favor of bombing Iran.
And some people say, well, people might think you're actually trying to advocate that people go bomb Iran. That's not the truth. And if you go to the website, that's clear.
Which is the second part of the billboard, where you'll see support the troops with troops crossed out. Instead, it reads support the military-industrial complex.
It would be a war that would benefit what Dwight D. Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex. The war profiteers, the propagandists. This isn't a war that we need to fight.
Boyack says about 50 friends helped pay for the billboard. The very day it went up by the Maverick Center in West Valley, the website listed on it received some 15,000 hits. He feels the lead-up to a possible war with Iran is very similar to the war buildup before the Iraq invasion.
And a lot of people, I think, are buying into the pro-war message. They feel fearful. They think that we do need to go attack Iran. What we try and do is balance that with fact.
The website is full of pictures, documentaries, and information Boyack feels will help people understand what he calls the whole story, so another Iraq doesn't happen.
We want to make the people aware of what's going on. We want to make them hold their leaders accountable. There hasn't been a lot of that.
That's where it ends. Okay, so now here's the thing. So this was his point. You know, I mean, to say, you know, what do we get involved in another thing for? And so then this person had this. This is Scott in Santa Margarita wrote this letter. I thought it was interesting today. Anyone saying we must stop Iran or we must help Israel no matter what needs to finish their sentence by sending other people to die. How dare politicians and pundits say we will attack Iran if we feel threatened. The war, they call them war pigs, won't do anything to get richer. Our volunteers will do the warring. We aren't suffering like the troop families are, like the locals whose relatives are dead. We don't see the death and mayhem daily. It's hard to get our egos out of our military, and I know that September 11th hurt us all, but we need to gain some perspective. Our CIA has meddled in that region for the last 50 years. We aid and provide comfort to their enemies and expect no blowback. This is unadulterated arrogance, and I'm sick of it.
Right.
Sick of it. He's not happy with that. All right, so here's his point of view. Who's got a point? I always do, because you'll notice that all politicians use the term we. We are in Afghanistan. We. No, you're not. No, you're not. Somebody else is. But hey, that's the way it's always been. You know what I'm saying? It's not. Okay. Here was a story here about the city officials are moving ahead in Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach with plans to consolidate the police forces. And so proponents say that the merger would save time, boost safety, cut response times. Anyway, but they've been talking about this. I thought they were also talking about doing a fire department thing. But we'll see. I think they were, and maybe they still are. Anyway, it's a fire response thing. But here's the thing. So they're talking about maybe consolidating and calling it would be the Arroyo Beach or Grover Grandy Police Department. Whichever one you want. All right. I don't know where I miss out on some of these stories here. It's after the fact. Here's this little guy who's from Atascadero, shows a pineapple Connor parrot at the 24th Annual Exotic Bird Mart at the Paso Robles Event Center, featuring vendors from California, Nevada, and Arizona. I didn't hear about any exotic birds coming to town. I don't know that I'd go see them, but I didn't know anything about it. Somebody, I think, would have told me. Hey, Bill, you know about the exotic birds? No. Well, they're going to come to Paso Robles Event Center for the fairgrounds. I don't know what you like, Bill. Everything's going on. Things are going on in our world today. California Republican Party leaders took steps this weekend to try to reset their image and broaden the party's appeal to Hispanics, Asian, young voters, and women, which is going to take a whole lot. After getting her nose bled in a fight with another girl near their Southern California elementary school, 11-year-old Joanna Ramos told her mother on the way home she felt sick. Hours later, she had died. So they say they don't know if the two are connected. Okay. We'll wait and find out. What else? The price of gas is up. Judges delayed the federal trial over the nation's worst offshore oil disaster by a week, saying Sunday that BP was making some progress in a settlement talks with a committee overseeing scores of lawsuits. Because they'd rather not spend the time in court and all the money and all that kind of stuff. They could get them to settle outside of court. Now, this is interesting. I think the Colombia's main rebel group said Sunday it is abandoning the practice of kidnapping and will soon free its last remaining prisoners of war, 10 security officers, 10 security force members held for as long as 14 years. The leftist Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, announced on its website that it will no longer kidnap civilians for financial ends, unequivocally renouncing for the first time a tool that long used against Colombia's well-heeled as well as foreigners. So, well-heeled. I must have said, it's probably an old expression, something with shoes. I don't know where well-heeled came from, but I assume it probably isn't a shoe. All right, do I have another story here? Please play. I didn't want a preview. I just want you to hear it.
It's love that lasts.
That was intentional, though.
1% to talk about this morning.
She's starting.
Investment banker ate at a True, the name of a restaurant in Newport Beach, California. And here's an image of the receipt. The total came to $133.54 on the bill. And he tipped his server, Brianna, $1.33.
It's actually not even 1%.
I know, like, bad math. What kind of banker are you? Can't even, like, work out the 1%. This picture was posted on a blog called Future X Banker, which apparently a guy who works for that investment banker, who only tipped 1%, was running. That blog's been taken down. I guess the guy doesn't want to get fired. The writer says he went to lunch with his boss, snapped the picture. He says his boss notoriously tips 1% and then leaves a little tip of his own, like on this receipt, where he tells Brianna, get a real job. What a nice guy. What a great guy. In addition to it not really being 1%, because, of course, that would, you know, piss off, the owner of the restaurant says that they're going to try to track this guy down. They're going to try to make sure that Brianna actually gets tipped in some appropriate fashion. And he's been asked to ban that person from the restaurant. He says, I'd like to talk to him first.
Yeah.
I'd love to know who it is.
Yeah.
Really.
And we're going to find out. The whole world's going to know.
Yeah.
We're going to make his life miserable.
No,
track him down.
and try to adjust the tip. How does that work?
Well, first of all,
Excuse me, sir, you owe a little more on your tip?
No. Meaning
no, I think they're going to reimburse her.
Right, they will tip her what they think is fair since she was
stage-letting. He needs an attitude adjustment as opposed to... Actually, I think less problematic than the money was this snide comment that somehow servers are not doing a real job.
And we all know that the 1% is not like a group, right? That you get a card or anything, you enter it, and therefore you're representative of some
But some of these people really are who the anarchists in Zuccotti Park think they are.
Well, this particular guy certainly is.
He's self-identified. It wasn't a news accusation that he's the 1%.
He said, I'm a 1%.
He said, yes.
That's why he tipped 1%. He just sounds like a jerk.
You know, remember there was also the people spraying champagne at the protesters. I mean, he might not be representative of the 1%, but he's certainly not alone. But he's certainly not alone either.
He's a jerk. I think just vote for him being a jerk.
But hey, quit everybody talking at once. If the guy's from Newport Beach, you know what I'm saying? He's in the 1%. If he can afford to eat at Newport Beach, believe me, he's doing okay. So, anyway, it's an interesting thing. That was weird. It was one thing that he didn't even leave 1% tip, but then he put get a job, get a real job. He wrote that on the receipt, get a real job. I've gotten those suggestions many times, many, many times, as I get off the air on. Get a real job, would you, boy? All right, other things going on. Other things that are happening. This is not surprising. Teachers training under fire after molest arrests. This is in response to LA cases. School employees aren't taught to spot pedophiles in the classroom, experts say. If you enter a room where somebody's doing something pedophilic, then I guess you'd spot it. But if not, how would you know it unless the kids come forward and say it? And if the kids are under threat of violence or whatever, and therefore afraid to come forward and say anything, then how would you know it? You know? Now, they say the kids act funny when these things happen. I mean, if all the kids are acting funny, if everybody's acting the same, how do you know? I'm not saying that there isn't something that should be done. Heavens knows. But I don't exactly say. Experts say better training of school teacher and administrators in red flag behavior could aid in catching molesters, pointing to the case of a former L.A. third grade teacher is charged with feeding some 24 students. Oh, that's not going to work. There's freaks out there. I tell you, there's freaks. Freaks amongst us. Hey, we got Brian scores a record in West Wynn, the Hall of Famer, beat Jordan in a single game, in the All-Star game. He scored 27 points, so there he is. And the West won, 152 to 149. So you know. Mayhem wins the championship there in golf. And this postponed the Daytona 500, by the way. Did you know it's for the first time ever? First time ever that it was rained out. Which is really amazing to stop and think about it. You know? It's 54 years old. And in 54 years, they've never had a rainout. But then again, when you stop and think about it, the Rose Parade's only had like 2 rainouts, and is more years than that. So who knows? Who can understand it all? I can't. Anyway, do I have any other letters? This doesn't do any good. I'm sorry, it's not going to do any good. I've already said the thing that has to happen. Ray from Paso Robles Road, he's torqued off about something, too. This is a message for all those out there who drive while yakking on their cell phones. Stop it. It's against the law. He goes on and on and on. I'm about to start a gas campaign. I wish I to post signs and billboards warning the dangers of talking on phone while driving. We don't need a sign or a billboard, Ray. We need a $1,000 fine. Make it 2. Make it 5. Get people to stop. They will. They really will. Billboard? They won't see the billboard. They're talking on their cell phones. They're not going to see the billboard. I got nothing about it. Oh, here's another story we didn't get to right here in the front page. Closed state parks are fertile ground for thieves and vandals, as you can imagine. Mojave Desert Park is ransacked of being left unattended following its closure. And how many people can go out to him? You didn't even think that ransackers would go out to the Mojave Desert, would you? All right. But there it are. Rare Horkers away the precious Native American artifacts and historical documents and locked the gates, assuming the area would sit undisturbed until the state could afford to reopen it. Several times in the past 4 months, vandals traveled 16 desolate miles north from Interstate 40 to plunder and damage the park's isolated structures. Their actions left advocates for the caverns angry at the state and have officials working to improve plans to protect as many as 70 other California parks scheduled to close in July because of budget cuts. Morro Strand being one of them. People be down there raising havoc and doing destruction. Can't be that way. Can't be having people trash up our neighborhood. All right, then they say drones aren't just for war anymore. No. Everybody's using them. They're going mainstream. Civilian cousins of the unmanned military aircraft that have tracked and killed terrorists in the Middle East and Asia are in demand by police department. Do they have missiles on theirs? Because, you know, those people that, get in those car chases on the freeway? I don't remember. Anyway, Border Patrol people, power companies. I know the Border Patrol was, I think I already read the Border Patrol. Other one, the bird's eye view, that's too impractical or dangerous for conventional planes or helicopters to get, along with the enthusiasm of qualms. Drones overhead can invade people's privacy. The government worries they could collide with passenger planes or come crashing to the ground, concerns that have slowed more widespread adoption of the technology. Despite that, pressure is building to give the drones, same access as manned aircraft to the sky at home. That's here. Okay, it's going to be the next big revolution in aviation. It's coming, said Dan Elwell, the Aerospace Industrial Association's Vice President for Civil Aviation. Some impetus comes from the military, which will bring home drones from Afghanistan and once ready to test and use them. They probably have already tested and used them. What are you talking about? Congress has told the FAA the agency must allow civilian and military drones to fly in civilian airspace by September 2015. This spring, the FAA is set to take a first step by proposing rules that will allow limited commercial use of small drones for the first time. I don't think the commercial use is the big thing, is it? Isn't it more for law enforcement and whatnot? Anyway, if they're quieter, you know, if we don't live. We got helicopters now over there in the Edna Valley. They're flying around, you know, they're fixing transmission lines or something. They're bringing stuff in. There's been a lot of helicopters over that way. But, and I know because I can hear them from over here. Yes, I can hear them when I go out to my car. Anyway, but here's the thing. If the drones fly high enough and they're quieter, you know, so you don't constantly hear noise. Because if you look at L.A., you go down to L.A. Have you been to L.A. for a while? Me neither. But when you do go down there, there's just constant, I don't care what city you're in, there's constantly people, helicopters rather, flying over it, police helicopters and whatever else they can use, helicopters. They just drive you completely insane. So anyway, that was the thing I was talking about right there. Okay, so we'll see what happens there. We'll see what goes from there. All right, I think things are happening in the world. Things have been going on. Things that we should have known about this weekend that we didn't get to. We're going to have Madonna's going to sing next from that song that she wrote. She won Golden Globe. All right, other things have been going on. Do you want the latest news on the GOP campaigns? Me neither. They're still out there. They're still campaigning. California is seen as a key battleground. Democrats are focused on 7 districts in the state to try to win control of the House. So that's a whole other thing that's going on with our state politics. So it never ends. It's constant. It's constant. Okay. Here's a guy who's torqued off, so he wants everybody to get a ticket. Now, this is an interesting thing, and I know what he's talking about, too. If you go out to Morro Bay, and you go past, you know, where the dunes are on the left, and they built the houses that don't belong there. Okay, so you go there. The next street you get to that you have to stop at is San Jacinto. Now, when I lived in Cayucas, I can say this unequivocally, I think I caught the light green once at San Jacinto in the 6 years I lived in Cayucas. One time I think it was green when I got to it. I just, you know, planned on stopping there on my way out and way home. That was the way it was. Anyway, but here's what happens. So the light, you've got the red light, so that means the other street, San Jacinto, has the green light. But the thing is people go down Main Street, there's a little market right there, and they stop. And then if they see, or they don't stop, because they see there's a green light, they can catch the green light if they go zooming into the intersection at that moment. So what this guy's complaining about is that people just don't stop. They just go zooming right into the intersection. Now, we have approximately on the Central Coast, from just my personal experience, about 100 cash cows if that's what the police want to set up and do. But they, I guess they got to do police stuff. You know what I mean? Because there's so many places people don't stop. There's just so many places people don't stop. After a while, I've kind of got to where I know where they're not going to, and I am never disappointed. And so I just plan for it. I just plan for some idiot to come flying through and not stop. It's going to happen, so you might as well just know what's going to happen. I get upset about it and just say, oh, yeah, okay, somebody's going to be an idiot here. And then who knows, maybe they're going to take some. I understand that San Jacinto thing. Let me tell you what it's like to be on the freeway. I have to stop at San Jacinto twice a day for 6 years. It really sucks. All right, let's do CBS News and find out what's going on in the world. Thank you.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. In Chardon, Ohio, everyone's talking about the school shooting this morning. One student shot dead, four were wounded in the cafeteria.
He seemed a little off in class. I never really talked to him. He was quiet. I tried to avoid him.
Adrian Zingali remembers the boy who allegedly did the shooting. She's in college now. Other students told the Associated Press the shooter was an outcast and he was bullied. School Superintendent Joe Bergan.
We've had a number of disaster drills in the past. Thank God we put those into place because our teaching staff did an excellent job in a very horrible, traumatic experience this morning.
Students are back with their parents who came racing to the school when they heard.
I drop them off and I got a call that there's a shooting at the school. So he's okay.
Yeah. Chardon is a small town, about 5,000 people near Cleveland. TransCanada says it'll move forward with the environmental review the White House wants for the Keystone XL pipeline, and it's going to work on the southern sections of it now.
The administration welcomes TransCanada's plan to build the southern leg of the Keystone Pipeline first. Spokesman Jay Carney says the White House even encouraged the company to extend the line from Cushing, Oklahoma.
There are bottlenecks in Cushing right now that prevent what is essentially a glut of domestically produced oil from getting to market.
Carney says the government will expedite the approval process for that leg of the pipeline. The much larger Canada to Gulf of Mexico project, though, remains stalled over environmental objections and questions about the exact route. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
For Mitt Romney, the home state Michigan primary has outsized importance, and he's campaigning that way.
If you want someone who understands the economy and will get it going, I'm the only guy in this race that will answer that question with the affirmative capability of growing America's economy, getting Michigan back to work, and getting America back to work.
Rick Santorum hopes to continue his rise in Michigan and Arizona's primaries tomorrow. When it comes to buying cars, people have redeveloped a taste for milder, lighter flavors.
We're seeing a rotation into smaller cars once again, says Ford analyst Eric Merkel. He says the compact Focus is selling at twice the rate it did last year. While the overall sales rate is still growing, we're seeing a change in what people are buying.
That'll be a very big part of what we'll see in terms of the segment shifts and the trends in the February sales.
Merkel says Ford has sold twice as many small Focuses this February as they did last year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
On Wall Street today, the Dow lost a point. The Nasdaq was up about 2 points. Oil prices right around $108 a barrel. This year's Pritzker Architecture Prize goes to Wang Shu of China. His buildings, museums, libraries, apartment complexes, and others have been noted for their beauty, for their presence, and their attention to green technologies. He's the first Chinese architect to win what's considered the Nobel or the Oscar of the architecture world. This is CBS News.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read script? You don't want me to do the Wii thing?
Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling Wii or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done either. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Corporate fraud prosecution has become a tidy little business for the government, worth more than $2 billion in restitutions last year alone.
With billions of dollars in losses and thousands of cases piling up, FBI officials say they had to create a rapid deployment force to handle big cases. SWAT teams and so-called fly teams literally descend into field offices so agents can more quickly assess the financial damage and find leads. Undercover operations with informants have now become routine and can drastically cut down the length of an investigation.
That's CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis at the Justice Department. Investigators are trying to figure out if the group that claims blame for an explosive device on an Athens, Greece subway train is real or a hoax. No one ever heard of a group called Urban Guerrillas before. If they are real, it is a concern because the calls to TV stations threatened more potential bombs. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
This is our home.
Magic can happen for Rio, in Rio, all by yourself. You can't see it coming, you can't find it anywhere else.
I'm a power, a king, a king, a king, a king, a
king.
Birds like me, cause I'm a hot winger.
Where's your hot winger?
Everybody loves samba.
I like the samba.
The rhythm you feel in your heart.
I'm the samba master.
Beauty and love. What more could you want?
Hey all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land, it's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
This portion of the Clark Howard Show is brought to you by Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Agera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
Hey, Pops, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake a duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Cheap with Bill Becca, 1340 KY, that's your news station. Hi, you're Bill. You know, I decided to throw in a bonus song. Is that okay? Because you're going to like this song. Jamie Foxx did it, and this is the love song from Rio, the cartoon Rio, and it's called Fly Love.
Wasn't really thinking, wasn't looking, wasn't searching for an answer in the moonlight when I saw your face. Saw you looking at me, saw you peeking out from under moonbeams through the palm trees swaying in the breeze. I know I'm feeling so much more than ever before, and so I'm giving more to you than I thought I could do. Don't know how it happened, don't know why, but you don't really need a reason. When the stars shine, just to fall in love, made to love each other, made to be together for a lifetime. In the sunshine, flying in the sky, I know I'm feeling so much more than ever before, and so I'm giving more to you than I thought I could do.
I liked it. I thought that was a pretty song. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. That's from the cartoon Reel. Very cute cartoon, though. All right, you're with Bill Benneke. This is Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network. And a little bonus music there. You can't beat that. We're going to have also Madonna and from Evita. And then and Randy Newman with We Belong Together. All right, let me talk about You Belong with Spencer's Fresh Market. I tell you, you're not listening. Well, yes, you are if you were there. But if you're not going there, here's the deal. You're going to say, Bill, how can much difference could it make? You have to go experience it. That's what I'm telling you about. The fresh 80% lean ground beef, we just bought something the other day, they grind their own meat daily at Spencer's. When you smell it, it smells special. When you taste it, it tastes special. And it doesn't matter if you put in a meatloaf. It doesn't matter if you just have a burger. It doesn't matter if we made tacos. And it's just better. It's just plain better. Fresh ground meat is better. And you know, the other big markets and stuff, they get in big old chubs, you know, these big things from the L.A. Forget that. Have Spencer's. This is like custom ground meat for you. Are you serious? And all you have it in all Spencer's stores, so get to it. Get going on that program. And here's the other thing, too, I want to tell you about. Here's some Yoplait yogurts. These are really tasty jobs. 10 for $6, so that's just 60 cents a piece. I thought I'd tell you about that. Then over here, this is something everybody needs. Special value paper towels, just 69 cents. Special value facial tissue, just 79 cents. And then you got your special value paper napkins, $1.19. And then just you better get some toilet paper, too. They have all kinds of wonderful things. Here's a Mazika chili peppers or pepperoncinis is $2.99 a jar. Sun Vista beans, refries are 99 cents. And Sun Vista regular beans over here, these are the Pinto Kidney Black, Garbanzo, Ranchero, or white beans are just 99 cents a can. And you know what's nice to try every now and then? I mean this sincerely. Is try some Sun Vista refried beans, because it's kind of nice to, you know, everybody eats Rosarita beans, refried beans. That's all I ever see anybody eating. Forget it. There's better beans. It really is. Okay, I'm just trying it. I'm just telling you. Doritos tortilla chips, $2.79. They got the paste picante sauce. They got Tostitos sauce. They got all kinds of stuff to put on your chippers. They got great stuff in the bakery. By the way, Nancy picked up, because it's really inexpensive, you know what I mean? You can share it. She picked up a piece of Frank Bouget's wonderful cake. I'd keep myself from eating her piece. Spencer's Own Pork Linguica is just $2.99 a pound. Great price. Absolutely great linguica. You can't beat it. Shoulder Cloud Roast is $3.49 a pound. And they got everything in the deli ready for you to go. They got macaroni and cheese for $2.99 a pound. Boneless chicken wings for $3.99 a pound. You got a tri-tip sandwich for $5.99. And you'll love it, too. You'll absolutely love it. And they got all the IGA stuff. It's going to save you a fortune. I have IGA mustard. Do you care what kind of yellow mustard you have? Get serious. Here's an IGA. Where is it? Well, I lost it already. Oh, here you go. 79 cents. No, that's for somebody else's. So IGA's cheap. Okay. So that's what I'm telling you. Just get your stuff at Spencer's Fresh Market. You'll be happy you did. They're in five locations on the Central Coast in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Aurora Grande, and Santa Maria. All right, other people in the news. Other things are going on in the world. This is, we have a thing that was advertised locally. And it said, do you want to go have a San Luis to Phoenix flight? And you could vote on that. The Santa Maria's thinking about Hawaii. I think more people go for that program. Let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody. Hello?
Yeah, if you want to go to Hawaii.
Well, yeah, but okay. Where's the...
Phoenix is a major hub.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you fly there I
flew to Phoenix, I believe, and all we were trying to do was get to Washington State. We were trying to get to Eugene, Oregon, and we had to stop. This is back when the gas
prices... the wrong direction, though.
Well, you have no idea. The gas prices were going up. We had to make like five stops. We flew all over the country just to get from Eugene back to L.A.
Oh.
It was very, very strange. It was the strangest thing in the whole wide world. It was very strange. That was about 2 years ago.
When I first heard your voice today, I was going to call and ask you what you did with Mr. Bill.
I don't know. I don't know. It just got gravelly for some reason.
But now I'm wondering what the heck you're doing on the Clark Howard show.
What?
Were you listening to the Hearing Aid Ladies commercial?
Yeah.
She mentions she's on the Clark Howard show.
Oh, yeah, she does. She sponsors that. Well, you know, they throw in different things all the time, you know. So yeah. Karen Scott throws that in for that. That's okay.
And then, I was going to call earlier. AG and Royal Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano have all combined fire protection.
Oh, they already have done that.
It's the five cities fire district.
Okay.
What they're talking about doing is making it into the five cities fire protection district, which is a standalone agency. They it generates its own taxes, which is kind of an advantage to the cities. And firemen love it because they don't have city councils to deal with. And my brother-in-law worked for a fire protection district in Oregon. And once they went paramedic, his citizens never failed to approve their budget by less than 80%. They got 80% approval for every two-year budget.
Really?
Yeah, so firemen love it.
Now, let's explain something, because people may not know this, and Five Cities has been well known. If you're new to the Central Coast, the Five Cities consists of Aurora Grande, Pismo, Oceano?
Oceano.
Oceano, Grover.
Harmony.
And
not Harmony, what am I saying?
I just had it now, I forgot, because you said that. Halcyon. Which isn't, I don't know how they consider that a city, but okay.
Well, it was as big as Grover Beach at the time, you know. It just didn't.
Well, you mean? Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, at one time they were the same size. They had two houses and a post office.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Well, yeah,
pretty much. And there's always arguments down here about what were the five cities. Was Shell Beach one? Also, the town of Fair Oaks, which is the Fair Oaks neighborhood of Royal Grande now. But it was the township of Fair Oaks, whereas Royal Grande was strictly what is now called the village.
All right. But I think I'm almost sure that that crazy, what we talk about, what's the name of that little place?
Halcyon.
I think Halcyon's always been part of the five cities.
Yeah,
but
well,
I think it's been one of the five
different answers from five different people.
Well, there used to be there was a radio station whose call letters were KFYV for five.
K-5.
For the five cities, and they were down. They were in Aurora Grande. They were for years and years and years and years very popular. Now, here's the thing: I don't know what they've become because so many radio stations have changed so many times that I have no idea what it is now. But
oh yeah, well 1340 used to be KGLO.
Well, 1340 before K-Glow was Katy, which was the third station in the county. KVEC was the first station. KPRO was the second station. And what did I just say?
Katy.
K-A-T-Y was the third. They used to be, years ago, they were located up above Hathaway Motors, the Volkswagen dealership on Monterey.
Yeah.
Yeah, for years they were located up there.
Yeah.
And then, actually, after Katy, another gentleman, oh, come on, Benica, never, doesn't matter, I can't remember. Another gentleman bought it, and he had it, he was a, it's one of these things where, you know, people sometimes buy radio stations that don't know that much about radio, and it doesn't usually work out. And he was an oil executive of some kind, and it didn't work out. But anyway, but so he owned it for, I'm going to guess, 2 years. And then it went dark, and that's when Glow Revere bought it, who works here now, by the way, and became K-Glow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and let me tell you the difference between buying a dark station and one that's actually on the air is night and day. It's a difference of about 10 times. Even if you're on the air doing lousy.
Yeah.
It's still,
at least,
it's still worth 10 times more than being off the air.
Yeah, at least there is airwaves out there.
Yeah. So anyway, it's interesting. But that, but so now I was going to ask you something else because, of course, you're a fireman, but it doesn't matter. I'll ask you. If you had over 66% of the people that were the fire department had no confidence vote in the fire chief, would you expect the fire chief should leave?
I should think he would. We once threatened in San Luis to hold a vote of no confidence if they named one particular individual who was applying for the chief's job. And the president of the association went down to the city manager and said, if you appoint that guy chief, we will, that night, call for a vote.
Although, here's when a comment was made. If you go to Cal Coast News, you know, there's the story, and then there's all these people that make comments after that.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing, and one of the people said, and I don't think they're wrong. They said, oh, he'll step down after they give him a big old golden parachute package to go away with.
Yeah, well, that's
probably true.
Kind of what happens oftentimes.
Yes, it does.
It's a shame to have what obviously had to have been a great career end up this way. I mean, you know, you don't become chief by accident.
No, you don't. But then again, you know, we got this mayhem going on Paso Robles, and, you know, you have things that just don't... There's people that they get circumstances that they don't really control in their own way. Circumstances happen that these things happen, and that's just too bad. You're just all of a sudden, you're in the stick.
Those two officers that got shot previously, the news of that, the fact that they actually shot each other, came and went real quick.
Well, and here's the thing. The fact that two guys shot each other and killed this perp, I don't understand exactly how that reflects on the chief. But here's, I accept something. I don't know the chief of Santa Maria PD. I don't know how the force operates. And so if all these people say, you know what, we're not really that happy with this guy, then, well, okay, then to me it's kind of like, okay, that's a no-brainer. If that all the people underneath somebody say this isn't so good, then you say, well, okay, it's not good.
Well, it was 66% no confidence, huh?
Yeah, it was actually. Let me do this for you. They sent out. Let me see. Let me get Cal Coast News up here and see if they'll cooperate with me. It's not Cal Coast. It's my flipping computer. It's an old 386 or whatever. Come on, let's go. Come on, here we go. I'm a little surprised. Some people didn't return a ballot, and it's one of those things where I would think you'd just say yes or no. Maybe people are away or something.
I didn't want to vote no on the guy, but couldn't vote yes on him either. You know, I don't know.
Maybe. Okay, here's what happened. So they had the union sent out ballots. So it was 119 members, and 93 ballots were returned. Of those, 85% returned votes of no confidence in the chief.
85% no vote is...
Well, that's
pretty no conference.
That's of the 93 ballots that returned of 119, that still comes out over 66%.
I don't know much about the Santa Maria PD either, but those guys voting do.
Oh yeah, I would think so too.
And you know, he evidently has allowed them to get into a situation that has allowed these bad incidents to happen.
Well, we weren't a union. You know, I've never been a union, but if when I was like the program director of a radio station, if all the announcers got together and went to the boss and said, we think Benica sucks, and there must be somebody else who would be a better program director, I mean, I would expect that they'd say, you know, program
director.
Yeah, you know, that's the end of that.
Yeah.
And so I would understand, accept that. As a matter of fact, KZOZ used to do it on a monthly basis.
it must make it difficult to lead. Difficult to supervise people.
I have to tell you also. Yeah, that has to be weird. But I really imagine what he's doing is waiting until they say, okay, here's what we're going to get going.
Yeah, in negotiations.
Yeah. So
yeah, he's probably been around long enough that he's got his pension paid up.
I mean, you know what I say? I've said this before, though. Sometimes these things are circumstantial. The things come together all the wrong ways, and then you end up being the guy on the short end of the stick. I look back to Pat Hedges being the sheriff, and he didn't exactly have the support of his men and women. But I don't think it's because he wasn't sincere in trying to do what he was trying to do. I just don't think he was very good at it.
I think there were factions.
Yeah, but
I think he had supporters on that department.
Oh, I think so too. But what I'm saying though is that I think if you look at how it was run during his tenure, that perhaps it wasn't run very well. And then that was just it's like anybody else. You know, somebody says, okay, I want to be a city councilman. They've never been a city councilman. You vote the guy in, and then you find out he's a nut job, or something's wrong with him,
yeah.
Or he just is incompetent. You know, maybe some people. There's a lot of people that with their heart and souls want to serve, but guess what? They really don't have the background to do it.
I was just watching a National Geographic TV show about the Border Patrol,
mm-hmm.
and they have like tripled in size in the last 10 years, and a result of that, which the chief officer guy, whatever, poncho guy, mm-hmm. was characterizing as inevitable, was they got some bad apples.
Sure,
they got the cartels were actually having their own members go and sign up, get hired by the ICE.
Well, here's the other thing. It's like when somebody in the military, and I sort of resent when somebody does something wrong and they say a former Marine, a former sailor, a former airman. That's not relative to him committing a crime after he's in the service. But there's people that commit crimes that are in the service. You have over a million people in the armed forces. You think you're not going to have people that are nuts?
It's quite likely to happen. Every time I hear that there's been some kind of shooting or something, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I hope it's not an ex-Marine. Just like every black guy is saying, oh my God, I hope it's not a black guy.
Really? It's I don't understand why, if you're in the service and you commit a crime, then fine. That's you identify the service the person's in. But once you're out of the,
yeah,
of the service.
Former Marine does this or that.
I don't understand that at all. I just don't get that at all. I don't understand why.
It seems to me, because I'm sensitive to it, that gets tagged on a lot.
It does. As I'm saying it does. And it happens more with the Marine Corps than anything else I've ever seen. I don't know how many often times you say a former Navy swabby. You know, not very often.
A former squid,
whatever you want to call me. Anyway, no, but really, you know, it's just kind of weird that the media does that. I don't quite get why they do it. But anyway, so that's interesting.
Well, I think it reflects or discloses a bias against the military. I was listening to an interesting exchange about the movie Act of Valor.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, the left blogosphere is all down on that flick. And the only conceivable reason that they are is because it presents our military in a positive light. Remember those long-haired, maggot-infested freaks from the 60s or our age and they're in positions of authority now?
It's just, I don't know, it's just... I don't know. You're right. If I hadn't thought about it, it glorifies the Navy SEALs, I'm sure. Or
the Navy wouldn't have cooperated.
Yeah, the Navy wouldn't have cooperated. Anyway. Oh,
well.
Oh, well.
What was explained by one of them was that they don't try to be actors. It's just that they couldn't find actors who could do the things the SEALs do. You know how hard those guys work out?
Oh yeah, that's insane.
Oh man,
I was at Coronado.
Talk about good shots.
I was stationed in Coronado, and you'd watch these guys run them down telephone poles and whatnot. You'd be like, "What do you got in your mind?"
Yeah, the Marine equivalent or the special ops in the Marine Corps is Force Recon.
Well, I have to say this.
And those guys are that way, too.
Yeah, but this is really interesting. I have to admit that it is interesting that they actually let active duty SEALs play in a movie. I've never heard of that before.
Maybe they need the positive press.
Well, that, but I don't know why. What more positive press could you have since the Obama's used them 3 times?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, I would say that's about positive as it can be, but I guess there's people that go, well, that's a bad thing. I don't know why they think it's a bad thing, but I don't know. What do I know?
I remember the Army guys used to claim that the Marine Corps was very media-friendly and always trying to get itself in the, you know, in the movies and, on the, you know, positive things on this. And it probably is true. And I think the SEALs are a lot like that, too.
Well, you know what's interesting is we talked about, I think we mentioned this once before, what was the movie with Denzel Washington and the submarine and all that?
With...
Mutiny on the Sub. Anyway, Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Denzel, Mutiny on the Sub. Well, here's the thing. Because it portrayed the Navy in a bad light, the Navy would not cooperate in the filming of that movie.
Well, yeah.
So here's the interesting thing. Although I don't know, I think sometimes there's some real intrigue in what the military is confronted with all the time, and I would think they'd just understand that and say, okay, the public needs to see what the intrigue is, but I guess they didn't want them. So the guy who made the movie, the guy who directed the movie, sat outside of Rotten, Connecticut for weeks waiting for a sub to leave.
So they could film it.
So they could film it. And they were, of course, the Navy was none too happy this guy was riding along in the skiff filming the submarine. But
yeah. They're not much into that anyway.
Yeah, there's not much they could do about it. So that's that was interesting. So that's how they got the footage of the submarine in the very beginning.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really weird.
Yeah, because once he's out off down the river, you're never going to find him.
No, that's it. You're done.
Yeah, the Russians never could.
They're not going to find him.
Tom Clancy has written some great books. And among the books he wrote was a series of books about this individual branches of the service. And our Navy is so far advanced beyond the Soviets we were facing at the time, it was almost a joke.
Right.
We could hear them, and we would instantly know, our sonar would instantly know which rescue sub it was.
No. They were all identified. Plus the fact that if you ever go to Long Beach and there's that submarine that's tied up next to the Queen Mary,
uh-huh.
Go on a tour of that thing. This was
is it a nuke?
No. It was a hunter killer sub. So it was like our hunter killer subs. But
okay.
It was. But look at the living conditions that those people had during the Cold War on that submarine, and just try to imagine that that's how you had to live.
For 3 months.
Oh, you know, just hideous. It was
absolutely
hideous.
I went on a World War II sub that was parked right behind the Alabama, down on the coast of Alabama when we were on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, the submarine movies of World War II have absolutely nothing to do with what those guys live like. They were lucky to have a bed.
Well, no, they didn't have a bed.
No, they didn't have beds. And once you shot some torpedoes, then you could sleep in the torpedo racks.
Right. Right. You know, they did what's called hot bunking, where they have enough racks for half the crew. So some guy rolls out of it and goes on duty for 12 hours, and you roll into it, you know, and then go on duty back 12 hours later.
Yeah, and the captain's quarters was a little bunk bed thing.
Yeah, I mean, on this, you should see this Russian thing. You really should. If you go down Long Beach, you should really see it.
Yeah, none of this inviting the other officer into the captain's quarters and sitting down in chairs and chatting. There wasn't room to invite anybody in there.
On this sub, they had one shower, and I believe they had two toilets. That was it. One shower, two toilets for the whole submarine.
Those are big old subs, too.
Well, they were good. They were good, big enough that you'd say to yourself, "Jesus, who would want to live like this? For gosh sakes!"
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's what I always felt about subs anyway. That's why they asked me if I would go on one, I said no. And then they said, "Well, why don't we sit in Vietnam on a boat?" And I thought, "Okay, fine. Thanks a lot."
Yeah, I couldn't do a submarine. I don't think.
They told me they would teach me how to put up with being underwater for 6 months. I go, "Yeah, right."
I don't think so.
I know me well enough to know me well enough. That's it. Gary,
but you'd have a good job down at Diablo by this time.
Yeah, you would. You'd be high paid. That's no question about it. All right, Gary, I'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome, Mr. Bill.
Thank you.
Hey, psst. Yes, you. Look, we both know you've been dragged over the coals these last few months. Running, shopping, wrapping, eating, traveling, entertaining, cleaning. Whew, it's been crazy. Now we want you to do something for you. How's this sound? Slo County Local, A cozy, tucked away, elegant yet relaxed Craftsman style inn with your own private hot tub. Secluded elegance mixed with divine peace and quiet for you and your partner. Sounds pretty great right about now, doesn't it? Well, the Avila Village Inn is great. And when you add in plentiful, relaxing, and healthy outdoor activities to go with your gentle slumbering, you and your partner are all set for a most beneficial quick trip to relaxation land. Now the best part. Through March 31st, you can enjoy one of Avila Village Inn's beautiful hot tub deluxe packages for just $99 a night, Sunday through Thursday. So, as you can see, you now really have but one decision to make. Honey, when are we leaving for Avila Village Inn? Avila Village Inn, in beautiful Avila Beach, California. Or online at avilavillageinn.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird. But turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Where do we go from here? This isn't where we intended to be. We had it all. You believed in me. I believed in you. Certainties disappear. What do we do for our dream to survive? How do we keep all our passions alive as we used to do? Deep in my heart, I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say. Scared to confess what I'm feeling. Frightened you'll slip away. You must love me. You must love me.
Bill, this is Talking Cheap, your friends and neighbors network today. If it doesn't sound like me, it's because it doesn't sound like me. And I don't know what's going on. I don't think it's like me. It's too gravelly, man. Actually, back in the old days, pack of cigarettes a day, pack of Camels a day, and Jack Daniels, you know, this is it sounded kind of like this, only better, but lower. That was pretty good, but I had to give all that up.
Okay, that's fine. I'm better, though.
All right, so we were talking about Santa Maria. Maybe Santa Maria is going to they're going to extend the runway and then see where they want to go from there, which is what we did, actually, if you realize. We extended our runway, but they already have jets leaving from Santa Maria, so I guess this would be bigger jets. So... And we newly have jets since our runway expansion. Little jets. A little jet. But when you're a jet all the way. All right, this was an interesting article in the paper this weekend about Desert Alchemy. Sun turns land into gold. And you're not kidding, because all these people are buying up all this crazy property that, you know, nobody's anything with forever. That's hoping that the solar people will jump on their property. So that's a good idea. That's a good idea, I think. Other things are going on. There's another employee attacked at Tascadero State Hospital. Here's what I'm beginning to wonder. I mean this. And it seems almost self-evident, but maybe I don't understand, you know, the people that are damaged in the head. It seems like it's almost a concerted effort lately. Like, everybody's gotten together and said, you know, every time you get a chance, attack the person that's working. Doesn't seem like that? Because it was, what? This is like number six in that many weeks. So, something's not right with the whole thing. All right, other things going on. It's too long to read that one, but I want to see. It says consumer confidence keeps rising. That's what it's saying. Okay, consumer confidence. And then, in case you didn't notice, it didn't say the Kodak Theater outside the Academy Awards, because it's not the Kodak Theater anymore. They filed bankruptcy, and they lost the naming rights to the theater. So it actually has a name temporarily. I'm sorry, I can't see it. Anyway, that's it. So this was the article. This is the thing Jim D and I talked about. They were talking about the fact that film is going away. You know, film's on the way out. As are many things that are now done by computers and technology and digitalis fujimanga and all that stuff. All right, now this is something that's kind of interesting. AT&T loses in court on a slowed iPhones. When AT&T started slowing down the data service for his iPhone, Matt Macarelli, or whatever his name is, an unemployed truck driver and student, took the country's largest telecommunications company's small claims court and won. His award was $850 because they said that he was supposed to have unlimited use and they would slow it down after he used a certain amount. So, and then remember the thing with, I forget what car it was, but there was somebody that a car company said that this car gets so many miles a gallon, and this lady could never get that miles to the gallon. So she took them to small claims court, where lawyers are not allowed, by the way. And so she won. And so I was a total advocate for it. If some big company's screwing you, you know, you can do a class action suit and get 35 cents, or you can say, I'm going to go to small claims court. What is it, 10,000 now? Small claims court? Yeah. So you can go to small claims court. You can do it. Anybody can take anybody to court. I mean, that's the name of that tune. So, you know, if they had to pay out $10,000 10,000 times, I think they maybe would say, well, maybe we need to have a better deal for you. I'm just guessing that. All right, JCPenney Company reported a loss of $87 million in the fourth quarter due in part to costs related to its bold new pricing strategy. Okay. You know, the interesting thing about that is they do the new pricing strategy is we never have the sale prices every day. We're not going to do sales. We're done with that. We're just going to lower the price on everything, and that's what it's going to be every day. And then they had, was it Ellen DeGeneres was JCPenney? Yeah, so they kept using her. Yeah, which was good, because I would have been really bad, dumb. And then but they need to, you know, like anything else, and this is more and more often, as I see commercials, they're not really telling you what it is that you want to find out. They're not saying, this is what we're going to do for you, or this is what we're selling, or this is what this car does. You know, especially the car ads are so ethereal all the time. It's like, does it have an air conditioner? You got a radio? Who's got in it? So it's like really weird in a way. All right, that's JCPenney. Fashion designer Kenneth Cole is offering to pay about $148.5 million to buy the rest of Kenneth Cole Productions Incorporated, so it could compete more effectively as a privately held company. There you go. It's got your name on it. You might as well own it, don't you think?
Okay. Now, here's the sneaker fanatics who lined up outside stores overnight, got their first crack Friday at a new outer space-themed Nike basketball shoe. Getting so unruly in some cities, the police were called to restore it. More than 100 deputies in riot gear quelled a crowd in Orlando with the release of the $220 foam posit Galaxy. Coincides with this weekend's NBA game. In a small in Hyattville, Maryland, one person was arrested for disorderly conduct. The shoes are a draw for so-called sneakerheads who collect signature sports footgear. I wanted to be a sneakerhead, but I just didn't have the money. So, $300 for a pair of sneakers. Yeah? We were really happy just to have a pair of kids when we were kids. You know, kids were just it. High top kids. You had those, you had the world. You had the world. Here's somebody else, Donna from Los Osos. Remember this lady that writes a column? I've only seen it once, to tell you the truth, about the old geezers, or whatever it's called. And the lady wrote the column. I thought it was very cute. You know, I did. And then this lady here, Donna, said the same thing. She said, our aging bird brains left me laughing out loud as I read it to my husband. We have an array of bird feeders in our backyard, which we see as an attempt to stop and smell the roses. Seeing our feathered friends as having human emotions makes it even more entertaining. A big part of aging to me is the ability to laugh at ourselves. Ms. Smith's charge of ageism was stunning. I assume Suzanne Davis had only lighthearted intentions with her excellent writing. Maybe Ms. Smith should give it up, or give it a rest and lighten up. Give it a rest, lighten up, be happier in the happiest place in the world, or in the United States, California, Centra. Someplace. You're happy. You're supposed to be. That's our thing. Marilyn from Los Osos says that she uses her plastic bags and the plastic sleeves from the Tribune to pick up after her dog. So she's saying, you know, get a life. Get a dog. And then you'll have something to use them for. Okay. Everything's going on. Everything's going on. They has there was no contest plea in this. Remember this odd torture case they had? But then they just had all kinds of things, which I don't even want to get into. It had to do with sex and the strangeness and all that. So it's just like, okay. Now, this is kind of interesting because, no kidding, this is what they would like to do. They don't have the means to do it. You know, when you have a stick and somebody else has a tank, you're hurting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. That's all they got. So Clinton, the Secretary of State, urges a coup in Syria. They're trying to coup it. I mean, but they can't. They can't. How are you going to do it? I encourage you to, but, you know. And then we go to she said, he said, he said, she said, they said, we said, and nobody said it, and yet everybody did. And that's Iran rapidly making nuclear fuel. Remember, as of last week, Iran wasn't making rapidly making nuclear fuel. They were some ways away from it. But now, this UN report, Iran tripled production for purified product, inspectors discovered. And so there it is. They have the thing, should presidents utter, I'm sorry. Fine. It's a billion Muslims. A billion Muslims. Okay. A new president's going to be sworn in Yemen, and that's good news. Now, why we waste their time with this, I don't know, but here we go again. House leaders to appeal ruling on gay marriage law. Three GOP congressional leaders are appealing a federal judge's ruling that declaring a law prohibiting the government from recognizing same-sex marriages to be unconstitutional, according to paper Friday. Private lawyers for the bipartisan legal advisory group notified the federal court in San Francisco that they're asking the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals review a district judge's decision this week on the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which he said was unconstitutional. Majority Leader Eric Cantor and Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy are joining House Speaker John Bonner in bringing the appeal. It's a total curiosity. I mean, I don't understand what the point is. And once again, because we have government, meaning civic government, involved in what is a civic and civil practice, a civil practice of marriage, which everybody has to go down to the courthouse and get a license. Remember? Okay, so you got a civil practice, and then you have a religious practice. And so the civil part of it should be left with the religion out of it. And if you have just the civil part of it, then what does anybody complain about? What does that have to do with you? Nothing. Nothing. Leave it alone. All right. So, anything else going on? Oh, yeah, we have this was exciting news right here. Just news to show they're working. You think the people weren't happy with that movie about the Navy SEALs. A Man 3 missile was set to be launched from Vandenberg. I don't know if they did it or not, but anyway, they can usually be seen as far away as San Luis Obispo and everything. I've seen one go up one time into a sunset, which was actually spectacular, to tell you the truth. It was totally cool. Anyway, so that's the deal there. So our Minuteman went off in, I assume, 60 seconds.
Keep smiling, keep shining. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Oh, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing
keep smiling, keep dancing. All right, and then you and I will get together again tomorrow. Don't forget, 4 o'clock this afternoon is going to be the Daytona 500, and then tomorrow will be Tuesday. And it'll be Taco Tuesday at Spencer's, and then we'll talk about that. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Taka's G.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet
takes you away. 'Cause you're all